The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, Hilchos Avedo, Mitzia. Sifam Aleph through Hay. Sif Aleph. Haroya Avedas Yisrael, someone who finds a lost object of a Yid, Chayev L'tapul Bo L'Shiv L'Baleo. He has to take care of it and deal with it so he can return it to the owner. Shinamar, because it says, Hashev Teshivim, the Chayev to return the lost item to the owner. V'chein kol mamon shel chaveru sh'adam yochel hatzil, shelo yoved, Chayev L'hatzil. So, too, anytime you could save your friend from losing his money, chayv lahatzu, you chayv to save him, v'hu b'chlal shavas aveda. Many people think shavas aveda is returning a lost item. It's more than that. It's even preventing someone from losing his item. So, let's say it's alternate side of the street parking, and you see that your neighbor's car is parked there, and it's time for the tickets to be given out, and you know that your neighbor doesn't like to get a ticket, so it would be a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda to knock on his door and tell him, they're giving out tickets now. If you want to save your car, you still have time. That would be a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. You're preventing a loss from occurring to him. You're saving him from a loss. Same thing. Let's say someone's going to invest in a certain business, and you know that business is bad, or it's a Ponzi scheme, or whatever it is. So, while many people might want to say, listen, I don't want to get involved, and I'm not going to say anything. He didn't ask me, so I'm not going to tell him anything. No, if you know he's going to be putting into a situation which is a lost situation, so it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda to inform him about that situation and why it would be a losing proposition for him. Now, well, it says that Yechayev to return an Aveda of a Yid, obviously the halachas of Aveda are very complicated. Actually, it's one of the more difficult challahs that a Rav will get, because besides all the halachas involved, one has to judge each situation and see if it is indeed something that is chayiv to return and where it is, and you have to make judgment calls on what type of place. Is it considered a guarded place or not a guarded place? So each situation is different, but so we'll do this in brief, but of course one should check with a Rav when he has a case on at hand. Sif Beis. Afa pisha min adin b'makam shoyv akum mitsuyim afil nosan ba yisol simen eno chayiv lahachzir. Even though, Api Halacha, if most of the passerbys are Nachrim, and a Yid lost an object there and you found it, so even if the Yid tells you, the Simonim, he tells you what kind of object he lost, and he describes it in detail, where you're sure that that's the object, Eino Chayiv L'Hachzir, you're not Chayiv to return that object nevertheless. Why? Mishum D'Stama Kvar Nisya'i Shemena. Because we say, it was already Yish, Mistama, that the owner probably gave up hope. If he knows he lost the item in an area where they're mostly Nachrim, so he's going to assume that the Nachrim took it, and that he's not going, they're not going to hold it for him and give it back to him. It's probably gone. So just because a Yid happens to find it, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to Avedas, when someone loses something, and then he has Yish, he gives up hope for finding it, so then already his ownership is relinquished from that item. So technically, al pi adin, if the person lost an item in a place where most of the passerbys are Nachrim, and a Yid finds it, the Yid is allowed to keep it. Mikol makom, nevertheless, toy v'yoshel asayis lifnim mishur sadin. It's still the right thing, the appropriate thing, to go beyond the letter of the law. L'hachzil Yisrael, to return to the Yid, shenasam basimen, that gives a simen v'kayfin al zeh, and we force someone on that. So let's say Yid lost an expensive piece of jewelry on the street in the place where most of the passerbys are Nachrim, and you found it. So halacha is, you're not chayev to do any hachrazas. You're not chayev to go and announce in the shuls that you found it. That you're not chayev to do, because al pi din, we assume that there was yish already. Let's say if it was a bracelet or something, so that means the person's going to realize pretty soon after they lost it that the bracelet is missing, because it's not on their hand anymore. So we say once there was Yish, then that's it. It belongs to whoever finds it. But if you happen to find it, so you don't have to, and you know it belongs to a Yid, you don't have to announce that you found it. But if you, the person, or you hear that someone lost such a bracelet, and that person can give you the particulars of that bracelet, so you know that he's the one who truly lost it, so then you're chayiv to give it back to him in terms of lifnim mishur sadin, not the ikar halacha. Vim ha-maitzi, maitzi hu ani, however, if the person who found the bracelet in our case is a poor person, u'bal aveda hu ashi, and the person who lost the bracelet is a wealthy person, ein tzarech la'aseis lifnim mishur sadin, you're not chayiv to do lifnim mishur sadin. Lifnim mishur sadin is when everyone's equal, when the loser is poor or the person is regular, but in a situation where the poor person really needs the money and the rich person doesn't need it as much, so then you can go me'ikah din. There was a case where yeshiva had svarim which other people lost in the yeshiva, and the halacha was in such a case that the yeshiva was allowed to take possession of the svarim and sell them, and that's what they decided to do. Now, normally, I'll backtrack a drop. Normally, when someone loses something in your house, so already you have a chiyuv of hashavas aveda because it got lost while it was on your premises. Meaning, when someone loses something outside, then he could have years. He could give up hope. And then, if someone finds it, if it was a place where someone finds it afterwards, then he's allowed to keep that item. But if someone came into your car, let's say, and you took a passenger and something fell out from their pocket and got left in the car, so once they didn't have a chance to have yish yet, they didn't give up hope yet for losing it before you already took it in your rishus. Since the car is your rishus, you already become a guardian on that object. And even though the owner gives up hope later, it doesn't make a difference. Since you already got and found the item and had possession of the item before yish occurred, you have a chiyuv of hashavas aveda. A yeshiva is a little bit different. A yeshiva that's open to the public, besides being like a rishus harabim, everyone can come and go in there. It's not a private home that anything is secure. But besides that, is that we say hektish is not kaina. The chatzar of hektish does not make a kinyan. So therefore, if someone lost something in the yeshiva, it would be the same as if he lost it in the street. And that the yeshiva does not kaina it. There's no chiyuv of hashavas aveda yet. And if there was yish before anyone took possession of it, so then the yeshiva will then have the right, or anyone has the right to take possession of it after yish occurred. So the case was there were a bunch of svarim that people left behind in the yeshiva, and much time passed that certainly we could say that there was yish by that point, that the people must have realized and given up hope that there's of finding the safer that they lost. And so now the yeshiva decided to have a sale and sell the svarim to help raise some money, and someone came to the sale and he said, hey, this is my safer, and look, it has my name and my phone number in it, give it back to me. So even though b'halacha it wasn't the person's anymore because he had yish already, and then the yeshiva took possession of it, but still with nimishur sadin, we just learned that perhaps the yeshiva should give it back to him. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, the yeshiva needs money. The yeshiva doesn't have to do lefnim mishur sadin to return that. The gabbai can't give it back to the owner, even if he wants to. It would be stealing from the mammon of the yeshiva, from the mammon of hekdesh. So if he wanted it, he had to pay for it. Continuing, over makom sheish dina de malchusa lahachzi aveda, in a place where the local law is that one has to return an aveda even after yish, chayav b'chol inyan l'hachzer, then one would have to return the lost item. Sif gimel. Kol ha-maitzi aveda, someone who finds a lost object, ben sheish b'simen, ben she'ein b'simen, whether there are simanim, whether there are or not simanim, and matza derech hanocha, if he found it, that it was placed specifically on purpose in a certain spot, going talis v'kardon b'tzad ha-goder, like a talis, or a shovel, axe, that was put by the side of a fence. Even if there's, you can doubt whether they were put there specifically to be picked up later, or perhaps he forgot them there. Also legal for him. Then you're not allowed to touch them. Now again, this only refers to a situation where it's a makam amishtamer, where ksas, where it was left in a place that is considered somewhat guarded. If it's left in the middle of the street, that's not a place that's considered guarded. That's considered an aveda, and when one should take it and do the mitzvah of Shabbos aveda with it. And here we're talking about it's in a place where perhaps someone would have left it there. To pick up later, it's the place is somewhat guarded. Dalid, mishu zaken mechubad umatzaveda. Someone who's a elderly person, or he's a person of stature, and he found a lost item. Uhu dava mevuza, and the item it happens to be something that someone of his stature would be embarrassed holding. Shafil hayishaloi, that even if it was his own item that was lost, he wouldn't carry it to his house, because it would be embarrassing for him. He's not chayav to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Normally, there's an Isser, you're not allowed to pass over the opportunity to pick up an Aveda and return it to the owners. But over here, if you want to pick it up because of your own, even if it was your own, you wouldn't pick it up because of your stature, so then you don't have to pick it up and embarrass yourself for someone else. So let's say you, Rosh Yeshiva was walking home and he found a basketball that was lost. So he doesn't have to pick up the basketball and put it under his arm to take it home to do Mrs. Hashav Saveda, because even if it was his own basketball, he'd be embarrassed to walk a few blocks down the street holding the basketball. It's something that's embarrassing to him. Mikol makom, nevertheless, Yeshloi Lasos Lifnim Mishuas Hadin. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says he should do Lifnim Mishuas Hadin Litapel Ba and deal with it. Afa Pisha Ena Lifi Chvayde, even if it's not to his stature. The Ramah, however, says that no, if the person, this is only in a situation where it's not Lifi Chvayde because he's a very proper, upstanding type of person, that this would be belittling to. But if the reason why he's not doing it is his stature is due to his Torah, he's a Rav or a Magid Shia, and due to his stature and Torah, it's something that would be embarrassing for him to walk in the street with as he took it home. So then he's not allowed to do Lifnei Mishnas Hadin and be Mekel on Kvod HaTorah. When it comes to Kvod HaTorah, he can't be Mezazel and do Lifnei Mishnas Hadin. Better he should do the respect of the Torah and not return that item and just leave it there, or they bring in the Gemaras that if he wants to pay the person for it and just give him the money value and not deal with the item, he has that ability to do that. Matzah Metzia, someone found a lost item. Any Odeya Miavta, he doesn't know who lost that item. Ben Sheish Basimen or In Basimen, whether it has a simen or he doesn't have a simen. Yesh binyanim elu habich lukidim. There are very many particulars and halacha as to the circumstances and what the halacha would be. Yaseh shaylus chacham, and he should therefore ask a paisik ech yaseh, how he should deal with it. Right? I'd like to point out a few other inyanim and hilchos aveda. First of all, the hashavas aveda is if you know whose it is. Let's say you found the item. And it has the person's name and number, and you know who to return it to. The halacha is only that you have to notify the Baal Aveda that you have his lost item. There's no chiyuv for you to go to his house to return it. You can go and tell the person to come to you to return it. Once a person has a chiyuv of Shavas Aveda, so they become a shomer. They're a guardian for the item. They have to take proper care of it. So one misconception sometimes that you see someone, they have lost keys or something, and the person hangs it on the bulletin board of the shul or something to that effect. So that's something that's not allowed, because if it's an aveda, you have to put up a sign and have them call you, but you just can't hang their keys or their watch or whatever was lost and hang it on the bulletin board, because anyone could come and take that. That's not being a guardian. And indeed, if somebody did take it and they weren't the owners, they lifted it off the bulletin board, so you, the person who found it, would be liable to pay for the damage, because you had a responsibility to be a shomer. You were a shomer aveda, and instead of taking proper care of it and making sure to get simanim before returning it, you just put it hefker in a place where anyone could take it. Another common situation is someone finds a bunch of scattered bills or change on the floor in the parking lot. Let's say it's a shul parking lot, so we know it's mostly Yidden who are there. So in such a case, since there's no simen on the money, because it's not a specific amount of money that's wrapped up, it's scattered around, so it fell out of someone's pocket, so the halacha is it belongs to the person who found it. Because when it comes to money, you know, it comes to a bunch of bills in the guy's pocket, we say that he certainly will realize very soon that he's missing it, so therefore we assume that Yish already occurred, and therefore, since there's no simen and there was Yish, so... Then there was years because there was no simon. So then the person who finds it is the lucky winner and could keep it. Another thing to point out is just because someone left something on the table or put it somewhere, it doesn't make it an aveda just because the owner is not right there. Some people they learn Bava Metzia and they start grabbing anything they see that the owner is not actually holding on to and trying to do the mitzvah Hashavas aveda. That's not the case. If it's on someone left something on a table in yeshiva, if it's something that a place that's, you know, partially guarded, then perhaps that means he's coming back. You find a key hidden in by the bushes, so that's probably not an aveda. That's something where the person put it there specifically, like we said before about the talus by the side of the gadar. The person should not pick it up. Once he picks it up, he's making things difficult because now the owner's going to have to find it from the person. Sometimes people ask, there's a home that's being remodeled or there's a construction site and they have a big dumpster on the sidewalk, on the street where all the refuse is being put. And a lot of times there's some salvageable items that people would like to take for themselves. They find different moldings or doors and other things which they feel they can use for themselves. They want to know, can they take it out or is it hefka or not? So the answer is, Gemara says an ashba sui lefanais, a garbage dump that's meant to be cleared and taken away, hauled away, that already becomes considered as if it was hefka. So in such a case, a person could go and take what he wants from the dumpster, since if it's in the dumpster, that means it's going to be carted away and hauled off. One would be allowed to take whatever he wants from such a dumpster. In a situation where there was an aveda and the person picked it up as he should be and he made the proper announcements, put up the signs or whatever it is to notify the people that there is an aveda and they should come and give a simon if they found it, and in many situations the person did not claim the item, and now the question is what to do with it, or if you have a lot of items, it's getting unwieldy to handle, it's taking up space in your closets, and you really want it out of your house, what do you do in such a situation? So the Gemara says, "Hey, munach ad she'over Elio." That when it comes to an aveda like that, you have to keep it until Elio Navi comes, and Elio Navi will then tell you, or help you find who the right owner is. However, some people don't want to wait for that, and again, it gets to be burdensome. So most items in our days are not unique items that the person who lost it would want that specific item. Most items are standard manufactured, mass-produced items, and the person doesn't care whether you give him back the same exact umbrella that he lost, or you give him similar model umbrella, or the same model umbrella, just that not the one that he was holding in his hand, but the like kind equivalent. So in such a situation, what you do is you have a ledger that you're going to keep in a place that you won't lose and will stay for many years and won't be thrown out inadvertently, and you write down the simanim and any other circumstances surrounding the aveda, and then you write down you estimate high what the value of that item is. And you don't have to estimate it as a brand new item. You can estimate as to what the item was worth when you found it, which in most cases is the value of a used item, meaning a brand new umbrella perhaps cost a little bit more than a used umbrella. So you'd give the value of the used item, or if you want to, you should always err on the side of caution and give the higher value, or an umbrella you can give the new value because you're not sure what the used value is. And in this way, should the owner ever come, you'll have a written account as to what the simanim and other circumstances were, and if he qualifies by giving you the proper simanim. So then you give him the value of the lost item because you already got rid of the item itself. And that's perfectly fine. And this way it absolves you from having to actually store all these items for a long period of time. You can just put them in your ledger. And again, chances are that you won't be called to task to actually pay for everything. When it comes to simanim, a person has to give a simon in order to get his item back. Just because he says it's his or he lost something like that, it's not sufficient. He has to give a simon it because, again, as we said, you're a shomer. Again, simanim is a whole pasha to itself, but some of the more common misconceptions are that color is not a simon. A person says, I lost a blue sweater. That's not a simon because there are a lot of blue sweaters. A lot of sweaters and a lot of blue sweaters. So saying a blue sweater is not a simon. It has to be more specific and something which is more unique to than just saying a color of an item or what type of item it was. The chiyuv of returning an item is that it has to be worth at least a shavar pruta. If the item is worth less than a pruta, we say there's no mitzvah hashavah saveda. So in the Paiskim, they have an argument. What happens if to the person who lost the item, it's worth more than a pruta, but to the person who found it, it's worth less than the pruta. So let's say someone found like a driver's license or something, or a family picture. To the person whose license it is, or whose family it is, that picture is worth much more than a pruta. To the finder, it's worthless. He doesn't care about a picture of somebody else's family or someone else's driver's license. It doesn't do anything for him. So it's machlekes is a paiskin. However, the Chazon Ish, as well as Moshe Feinstein or Rabbi Yoshua paskin, that we go after the owners, and therefore one should return such an item even and consider it as if it's worth a pruta, even though to the finder it was not worth a pruta. Kol Tov.